As we all saw, China's Victory Day parade that happened on 3rd September in Beijing. This is supposed to be the 80th anniversary of the end of the Second Sino-Japanese War and the Second World War. So in this parade, China showed us their latest missiles, tanks and high-tech weaponry. In this video, we're going to dive in and see what China wants the world to know about its growing arsenal. So the first one is Dongfeng Mengxi Tactical Vehicle. Now, this is a light tactical vehicle that is a key part of China's military. Its name means warrior. With its rugged 6x6 design, it is used for everything from troop transport to reconnaissance. It is often called the Chinese Humvee due to its striking resemblance to the American vehicle that inspired its early design. It's a symbol of China's rapidly modernizing military. And what is India's answer? The Mahindra Armored Light Specialist Vehicle. It's a fully indigenous platform built for high-speed patrol and protected troop movement in challenging terrain. There is also the Kalyani M4 MRAP vehicle, but it is not fully indigenous. It is a joint project between Bharat Forge and South Africa's Paramount Group. The next one is the Type 99A Main Battle Tank. This is China's most advanced main battle tank. It is an evolution of earlier designs. This third generation tank is armed with a massive 125mm smooth bore cannon and an autoloader that makes it fire faster than many of its rivals. The Type 99A has a unique laser defense system that can detect and even damage the optical sensors of incoming anti-tank missiles. India's equivalent is the Arjun MK-1A, a formidable indigenously developed tank that provides the Indian Army with a modern and powerful battlefield platform. The third one is the ZBL-08, a state-of-the-art 8x8 wheeled armored vehicle. It is the backbone of China's rapid reaction forces, valued for its high speed on roads and its ability to cross water. The ZBL-08 isn't just one vehicle, it's a family of platforms. The same chassis is used for ambulances, command vehicles, and even mobile artillery, making it incredibly versatile. Now, India is also developing its own equivalent, the DRDO VAP, a modern indigenous wheeled armored platform that will give the Indian Army the same level of protection and mobility for its infantry. This is the HJ-10 anti-tank missile carrier. It is a deadly asset for China's ground forces. Its tracked chassis allows it to navigate tough terrain, while its multiple missile launchers are designed to destroy heavily armored enemy tanks. The HJ-10 fires a fire-and-forget missile, meaning the crew can launch it and immediately move to a new position. This makes the system highly survivable on the modern battlefield. India's equivalent is the Nag missile carrier known as Namika. It's an indigenous and versatile platform that gives the Indian Army a powerful and mobile anti-tank capability. This is the PCL-191 multiple rocket launcher. It is a long-range multiple launch rocket system and a centerpiece of China's modern artillery force. It can launch a barrage of rockets over vast distances, providing devastating firepower on the battlefield. The PCL-191 is a modular system that can fire different types of rockets, including precision-guided missiles with a range of up to 500 kilometers. Now, India's equivalent is the Pinaka MLRS, an indigenous system developed by DRDO. It is a powerful weapon that gives the Indian Army the ability to deliver a massive amount of firepower quickly and accurately. This is the HQ-9C. It is China's most advanced long-range surface-to-air missile systems. It is part of the HQ-9 family. It is designed for air defense and anti-missile roles, somewhat comparable to the missiles launched from the Russian S-300, S-400, and the American Patriot PAC-3. It is the core of China's integral air defense network, designed to protect cities and military assets from everything like fighter jets, UAVs, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles. As we all know, India also has the S-400 Triumph, a Russian-made system that provides a multi-layered shield with a formidable range of 400 kilometers. So the missiles used in S-400 is also the Russian ones like 40N6, 40N6DM and 9M96 series. Now look at this one. This is the future of warfare. This is the LY-1 high-power laser weapon system. It was displayed on an 8-wheeled HZ-141 vehicle, suggesting mobility and adaptability to both maritime and land environments. Actually, this was primarily designed for protecting ships against drones and missiles, but seeing it on a land-based vehicle, it appears to also have a role on land. It uses a high-energy laser beam to intercept drones, cruise missiles, helicopters, and fixed-wing aircraft by disrupting or damaging the optical sensors of incoming threats. It's a game changer for air defense. It is considered China's next generation combat technology. As you can see right in front, there is a large circular beam emitter, accompanied by smaller electro-optical and infrared apertures for precision targeting. And then the whole box is a sensor box, consisting of radar or passive RF, that strengthens its engagement capabilities. Now with a technology like this, it is fast, it hits with precision, plus the operating cost is very low because all it needs is onboard electrical energy. But then the challenging part is its high power demands, cooling systems, and weather dependency. India is also in the race, with DRDO successfully testing its own high power laser weapon systems. They are being tested. Once they are ready, they will be added to India's multi-domain defense capabilities. Now this one is YJ-15 missiles. It is a supersonic anti-ship cruise missile and a key weapon for China's naval power. The YJ-15 is powered by a ramjet engine with 4 inlets, allowing it to fly at supersonic speeds, making it extremely difficult for a target ship to intercept. It can achieve a speed of Mach 3 to Mach 4. India's equivalent is the BrahMos missile. It's the world's fastest supersonic cruise missile, a joint venture with Russia that gives India a powerful land-based counter to any naval threat. But then as you know, BrahMos is jointly produced by India and Russia. So India is also developing its own homegrown anti-ship missiles, like Naval Anti-Ship Missile Short Range and Naval Anti-Ship Missile Medium Range. This is the YJ-19, a new hypersonic cruise missile that marks a major leap in China's naval power. The previous one that we saw was just a supersonic. This one is hypersonic. This missile is designed to strike ships and land targets with a speed that is almost impossible to defend against. It is said that it has the capability to reach Mach 10. The YJ-19 uses a scramjet engine for propulsion, allowing it to sustain hypersonic speeds for extended periods. India is also in the hypersonic race with the BrahMos 2. It is still in the development stage. The future BrahMos 2 will be hypersonic, meant to keep up with China's YJ-19, YJ-20 and Russia's Zircon. This is the YJ-17, a new hypersonic anti-ship aeroballistic missile, meaning it has the element of both ballistic and cruise missile technologies. There is a cruise missile mounted on a rocket booster. That booster is a hypersonic glide vehicle. The missile detaches from its rocket booster and glides towards its target using aerodynamic lift and precision maneuvering. Unlike traditional ballistic missiles, a hypersonic glide vehicle can maneuver unpredictably in the atmosphere and can reach a speed of Mach 8, making it a serious challenge for existing missile defense systems. This kind of missile is deployed on destroyer-class warships. India is also actively developing its own hypersonic technology with the HSTDV program. This is the foundational technology for future hypersonic cruise missiles like the planned BrahMos 2, ensuring India has a similar strike capability. This is a lightweight torpedo, a new weapon system from China for anti-submarine warfare. It is designed to be launched from ships as well as aircrafts. Now its presence in the parade highlights China's focus on dominating seas and expanding its naval power. India already has similar and even more advanced alternatives developed by DRDO and in service with the Indian Navy and Air Force. It is called Shaina. It can be launched from ships, submarines, helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft. Then there is Varunastra. It is a heavyweight torpedo and more advanced than AMB-012. This one is AJC-015. It is a rocket-assisted torpedo and a powerful new addition to China's Navy. Unlike a traditional torpedo, it is launched by a rocket, giving it a longer range and making it more effective at hunting submarines from a distance. Therefore, its role is long-range anti-submarine warfare. This rocket torpedo system is launched from a ship or from a coastal installation. As I have said, it is a rocket-assisted torpedo. That means when you shoot it at the target area, which is dozens of kilometers away, the missile releases the torpedo by parachute. The torpedo then enters the water and begins moving towards the submarine. Its range is around 100 to 200 kilometers and the speed is supersonic, that is Mach 1 to Mach 2. Americans have the ASROC and India has the Supersonic Missile Assistant Release of Torpedo. The acronym is SMART, developed by DRDO. The SMART system is a long-range anti-submarine missile that gives the Indian Navy a critical advantage in naval warfare. This is the AQA-010, a new 533mm heavyweight torpedo. It is a powerful self-propelled underwater weapon designed to hunt and destroy enemy submarines and surface ships. Heavyweight torpedoes like this are typically launched from submarines and are crucial for underwater combat. The AQA-010 marks a significant upgrade to China's anti-submarine warfare capabilities. India has its own indigenous heavyweight torpedo, the Varunastra. Developed by DRDO, it is a state-of-the-art weapon that gives the Indian Navy a critical edge in underwater warfare. This is the AQS-003A. It is a secretive new weapon system from China. While its exact function is still a mystery, it is believed to be a submarine-launched mine. Instead of acting like a torpedo, it settles on the seabed or suspends at depth and functions as a smart underwater mine where it sits quietly until it detects an enemy submarine or ship, then activates a kill mechanism either by releasing a small torpedo or using an internal warhead. With advancement in technology and AI, it is said that this piece of military hardware might even have autonomous target recognition, meaning it can distinguish between friend and enemy before triggering. Now, in terms of India, DRDO is also working on Multi-Influence Ground Mine, MIGM. These are advanced autonomous underwater vehicles equipped with sensors to detect various underwater signatures such as acoustic, magnetic, pressure and electric fields for various roles, including surveillance and mine countermeasures, to ensure India's naval dominance in the Indian Ocean. This is the HQ-11, a short to medium range air defense system equipped on an 8x8 transporter. Now, this one is equipped with 8 vertical launch cells. It is a new addition to China's military. It is designed to be the last line of defense, intercepting threats that have broken through outer layers. This mobile system can launch 8 missiles vertically and can simultaneously engage up to 32 targets, providing a crucial defense against a barrage of incoming threats. Each battery includes a rotating rotary phased array radar and a command vehicle capable of engaging multiple targets simultaneously. India's equivalent is the QRSAM, or Quick Reaction Surface to Air Missile. Developed by DRDO, the QRSAM is a highly mobile system that can operate on the move, providing crucial air cover to the Indian Army. This is the HQ-20, a new medium to long-range air defense system. It is part of China's multi-layer defense network, designed to protect high-value assets by shooting down enemy aircraft, drones, and cruise missiles. The HQ-20 made its public debut in this parade. Before, it was not seen anywhere. Its design allows it to carry more missiles than previous systems, increasing its firepower. Even this one is transported on an 8x8 vehicle. The design is very similar to the HQ-9 system, but it has a higher quantity and thinner missile configuration. Just remember, this one and the previous one is a mid-tier air defense coverage. India's equivalent is the Akash missile system. Developed by DRDO, the Akash is an indigenous, all-weather missile that forms a key part of India's air defense shield. This is the HQ-9C. It is an advanced variant of China's HQ-9 long-range surface-to-air missile system. It is equipped with the HT-233 phased array radar. The HQ-9C offers improved target acquisition and tracking capabilities. It is designed for terminal phase missile interception and is a crucial part of China's multi-layered air and missile defense network. The missile that is fired from this has a range exceeding 300 km and can intercept targets at an altitude up to 41 km, achieving speeds up to Mach 4. The HQ-9C features slimmer missiles, which allows each vehicle to carry more interceptors than its predecessors, significantly increasing its firepower and magazine depth. India's equivalent is the S-400 Triumph, a Russian-made system that provides a formidable layered air defense against a wide range of aerial threats, giving India a powerful strategic advantage. So let's wrap it up here for now. I'll keep the rest for the next part. This way the video stays within your attention span and doesn't feel too long. Alright then, I'll see you in the next one.